The clock is ticking, and a lot of people can't wait for the big day tomorrow, when Prince William and Kate Middleton will tie the knot in Westminster Abbey. 大家好，我是杨丽。BBC 九级英语教学系列《王子婚礼与平民爱情》今天进入尾声，看看王室情侣的婚礼多么辉煌，听听平民婚礼多么新颖，形式不同，但各有千秋。欢迎收听我的第九个故事，两个婚礼 Two Weddings.
A royal romance, an everyday love story.
王子婚礼与平民爱情
From BBC Learning English.
BBC 记者 Nicholas Witchell 在以下报道中描述了4月29日的婚礼，请大家思考两个问题。第一，他说威斯敏斯特大教堂对他们很合适，为什么？第二，威廉的祖母伊丽莎白女王也是在同一个地方举行的婚礼，那是多少年前的事呢？
The Abbey suited them because despite its grandeur and its thousand-year connection with British royalty, once you get to the high altar, it's a surprisingly small and intimate area. It was here more than 63 years ago that William's grandparents, the then Princess Elizabeth and the Duke of Edinburgh, were married.That wedding took place at a time when people were suffering economic hardship soon after the Second World War. And William and Kate are said to be mindful of current economic difficulties, but aware too that millions around the world are expecting a show. After the service, as man and wife, William and Kate will board a horse-drawn carriage at Westminster Abbey for the procession back to Buckingham Palace. Once they get to Buckingham Palace, they'll attend what's described as a wedding buffet hosted by the Queen,And then history will repeat itself. And just as William's grandparents did on a grey November day in 1947, and as his parents did in the high summer of 1981, the wedding will be sealed, in the public's mind at least, with an appearance on the palace balcony.
BBCUKChina.com.
That was Nicholas Witchell on the wedding day for the royal couple.下面是两个问题的答案。第一，他说呀，威斯敏斯特大教堂对他们很合适，为什么呢？因为王室同那里有多年的联系，而且他还说圣坛周围的那块地方很小，很亲密。第二，威廉的祖母伊丽莎白女王也是在同一个地方举行的婚礼，那是多少年前的事呢？ The answer? 63 years ago in 1947.Now, our regular contributors, David and Jennifer, are also sharing the excitement of planning for their big day. I found out more when I spoke to them earlier on.
Yeah, we found a venue and we've actually set a date for May the 19th, 2012.
We decided to get married on a farm because we really wanted to get married outside. I love the summers, as does Dave.And getting married outside and the type of wedding where we could have a marquee and people be very relaxed was important to us.
Yeah, it's a great venue. I think what was important for us was to have quite a unique wedding. We wanted it to be special for us, but also special for our guests and something that everyone that comes will really remember as a, you know, a fantastic day and something that they all cherish from being there.
We have around 100 people. We want to be there to share the day with us. We were just talking today, actually, about, as part of the venue, they do a bonfire in the evening. We're thinking we might ask all the guests to bring a firework each and get permission to then do a fireworks display at the end, which I think might be quite nice.
So But, kind of bring a, instead of bring a bottle, bring a firework.
Right. I'm sure everything will go smoothly. It will be the happiest day of your life.
Today's phrases.
今天的重点词语是历史的重演 History repeats itself.
And then history will repeat itself.
圆满结束 Sealed. Kate 和 William 在白金汉宫前门楼上亮相的那一刻将给公众留下永久的记忆 Sealed in the public mind.
The wedding will be sealed in the public's mind at least with an appearance on the palace balcony.
确定大事的日期 To set a date
Yeah, we found a venue and we've actually set a date for May the 19th, 2012
Well, tomorrow History is sure to repeat itself. And just as with Charles and Diana's wedding, the whole world will watch as Prince William and Catherine Middleton put on a show. The royal wedding will be sealed with an appearance at Buckingham Palace. With David and Jennifer, the big day will be sealed with a fireworks display. I'm sure both weddings will be very special days with memories to be cherished forever. Like all the best love stories, I'm sure William and Kate, David and Jennifer will live happily ever after. 我是杨丽，谢谢大家收听，再会。Skies are blue, trees so green, make it such a lovely day. Golden sunshine in your hair, happy people everywhere.